Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Truth About Employee Engagement by Patrick Lencioni, a renowned consultant and manager with a vast experience in fortifying teams and fostering healthy dynamics within a vast range of companies, from Fortune 500s to startups and nonprofits. Published in 2015 by John Wiley & Sons, Inc., this insightful book paves the way for a revolutionary approach to transforming any job from a source of misery to a source of fulfillment and meaning. Through the exploration of three key tips, Lencioni empowers both employers and employees with the necessary guidance to create and thrive in a work environment that radiates joy and satisfaction. For employers, it offers a blueprint for nurturing an atmosphere where employees can truly excel. Similarly, job seekers receive invaluable advice on pinpointing careers that promise more than just a paycheck, but a profound sense of belonging and purpose. The Truth About Employee Engagement is an essential read for managers eager to inspire and motivate their teams, employees in pursuit of enriching their work life, and job seekers on a quest for employment that offers deep personal satisfaction beyond financial rewards. Join us as we uncover the transformative insights from Patrick Lencioni's bestseller, Unraveling How to Breathe Life into Workspaces and Careers for an Enriching Professional Journey. The Truth About Employee Engagement, a fable about addressing the three root causes of job misery. Introduction. Unlock the secret to job satisfaction and transform any role into a meaningful one. Life is far too precious to be spent in a job that doesn't bring you joy or fulfillment. Yet, the problem might not lie with the job itself, but rather with how we approach it. The Truth About Employee Engagement by Lencioni delves deep into this issue, uncovering the significant impact job dissatisfaction can have not only on the performance of a business, but also on an employee's personal and social life. This insight-packed guide offers a fresh perspective, demonstrating that with the right mindset and strategies, it's possible to turn any job into a source of satisfaction and meaning. Throughout this exploration, you'll discover the three fundamental causes that often lead to job unhappiness. But more importantly, you'll be equipped with practical tools and strategies to overcome these challenges. This knowledge is invaluable, whether you're in a leadership role, striving to foster a positive work environment for your team, or you're navigating your own career path, seeking to enhance your own work life. Prepare to transform the way you think about work as we uncover the surprising analogy between a neglected plant and an unfulfilled employee, revealing the vital elements that everyone needs in their professional life to thrive. The reason personal interests and passions, like an after-work pottery class, should matter to your boss, and how these outside interests can enrich your work experience. The compelling argument that job satisfaction isn't tied to the glamour or prestige of a role, with insights into why a garbage collector might find deeper happiness in their work than a global superstar like Madonna. Join us on this eye-opening journey to unlock the secrets to making any job work for you, turning it into a wellspring of engagement and fulfillment. Part 1. Unveiling the True Cost of Job Misery Beyond the Paycheck Picture. This. You've finally entered the dream sector you've always yearned to be a part of, or perhaps you've secured a position with an impressive salary. Yet, something's amiss. Despite the initial excitement, a sense of dread accompanies your mornings, and the workday feels like an endless loop of clock watching. Sound familiar? If so, you've experienced the deep-seated misery that can arise from job dissatisfaction, a feeling that transcends job titles, sectors, and salaries. Consider the reality that job satisfaction doesn't hinge on monetary rewards alone. A doctor might find themselves as disheartened as a construction worker, a star athlete as disillusioned as an amusement park designer, and a high-flying executive might enviable the contentment of the waiter serving their lunch. The scenario illustrates a universal truth. No profession is immune to the clutches of job misery. The implications of workplace unhappiness extend far beyond personal discontent. Such dissatisfaction carries profound repercussions for businesses as well. Research has tirelessly highlighted the detrimental effects unhappy employees have on organizational efficiency. Engaged and content employees are the pistons in the engine of a company's success. But when they're disengaged and unhappy, the engine sputters. Performance dips, affecting not just the individual employee, but the entire organizational fabric. But the ripple effect of job misery doesn't halt at the office door. It permeates into home life, spreading its shadows over family dynamics and social obligations. The cynicism and disillusionment felt at work can saddle an employee's interpersonal relationships with unnecessary stress, impacting their partners, children, and broader community involvement. Addressing job dissatisfaction, therefore, is not a matter to be taken lightly. By understanding its root causes, we not only pave the way for more fulfilling work experiences, but also significantly contribute to an individual's overall well-being and organizational productivity. Stay tuned as we unravel the factors leading to job misery and embark on a journey toward meaningful engagement at work. Part 2. The Triad of Job. Misery, anonymity, irrelevance, and immeasurement. Imagine a plant with rotten roots, unable to absorb nutrients, doomed to wither away. Surprisingly, a similar fate awaits employees trapped in unsatisfactory jobs, where three malignant roots, anonymity, irrelevance, and immeasurement, starve them of the fulfillment and engagement necessary for a thriving career. First among these roots is anonymity, a scenario where an individual's efforts go unrecognized. Feeling valued hinges on someone, ideally a supervisor or employer, taking the time to discover an individual's potential and talents. When workers feel invisible, as if their absence would go unnoticed, a sense of despair takes hold, sapping their motivation and drive. Next is irrelevance, the feeling that emerges when one's job lacks a positive impact on others. The knowledge that our work benefits someone else imbues our efforts with meaning and purpose. Without this, work can feel entirely futile, like shouting into the void with no one to hear or care about the message. The third root cause, immeasurement, arises when employees have no clear benchmarks to measure their success or progress. Without concrete goals or a clear understanding of what constitutes good performance, it's virtually impossible to gauge achievements or identify areas for improvement. This lack of clarity leads to demotivation and dissatisfaction, leaving employees feeling aimless and undervalued. Contrary to what one might assume, these root causes don't solely afflict entry-level or mid-tier employees. Rather, they can touch anyone within an organization, from the ground floor to the executive suite. Take, for example, Nancy, a leader in the marketing department of a software company. Despite her seemingly influential position, Nancy grapples with all three roots of job misery. In her role, Nancy works closely with the CEO, who is too engulfed in their own responsibilities to take a genuine interest in Nancy's professional growth or personal well-being, rendering her feeling anonymous. Furthermore, Nancy struggles to see how her efforts, or even those of the company, genuinely help customers or make a meaningful difference, leading to a profound sense of irrelevance. And despite the company's overall success, Nancy finds herself in the grip of immeasurement, unable to quantify her personal contribution to these triumphs. This potent combination of anonymity, irrelevance, and immeasurement can afflict anyone, sowing seeds of dissatisfaction and undermining the joy and engagement that work should ideally bring. As we delve into these root causes, it becomes clear that addressing them is paramount for nurturing a healthier, more fulfilling workplace. Part 3. Unlocking the power of employee engagement, benefits and challenges. Consider for a moment you're at the helm of a business that's struggling to turn a profit. The instinctive reactions might include trimming costs or streamlining operations, but what if the solution lies closer to home? Enhancing employee engagement holds the key to not just resolving profitability woes, but unlocking a trove of benefits for any organization. Foremost among these benefits is a spike in productivity. When employees find meaning and fulfillment in their work, they're much more inclined to take initiative, put in the extra hours, and ensure their output is of the highest quality. This heightened sense of responsibility and dedication naturally translates into better results for the organization. Another, perhaps more subtle, advantage is the loyalty of engaged employees. They're not just committed to staying with the company, but are also likely to become its advocates, recommending it as an ideal workplace to other potential high-quality hires. Over time, this loyalty can significantly reduce costs related to recruitment and training, making employee engagement a strategic investment. In today's highly competitive business environment, cultivating a reputation as an employer of choice can distinctively position a company. Achieving this is straightforward by demonstrating genuine care for employee well-being and motivation. A company can enhance its public image and attract top talent. Despite the apparent simplicity of these strategies, numerous obstacles can impede the path to achieving robust employee engagement. From the perspective of the employee, the focus might initially lie on tangible rewards such as salary and advancement opportunities. However, it's vital to consider the cultural fit of a company, how well it supports and develops its people's talents and aligns with their values. On the flip side, for employers, the greatest challenge often lies in effective communication. Engaging employees requires going beyond surface-level interactions to ask questions that elicit emotional responses, such as inquiring about an employee's satisfaction or well-being at work. This can be uncomfortable terrain for many managers, but is a skill that can and should be cultivated. Improving communication fosters a culture where employees feel genuinely valued and understood, nurturing a deep-seated sense of engagement. In essence, while the journey towards enhancing employee engagement might present its set of challenges, the benefits, from boosted productivity and loyalty to an elevated company reputation, make it a venture worth pursuing. As we navigate the complexities of fostering a motivated workforce, it's clear that a commitment to employee engagement is not just beneficial, but essential for any organization looking to thrive. Part 4, creating a culture of recognition and understanding in the workplace. Believe it or not, everyday office workers share a common thread with celebrities like Madonna. Beyond the glitz and glamour, many recognizable faces experience a lingering dissatisfaction, stemming from the constant pressure to remain relevant and fear of becoming inconsequential. This sense of urgency and need for validation mirrors the feelings of employees in more conventional roles, highlighting a universal need for acknowledgement and purpose in one's work. To combat this, employers can play a pivotal role in ensuring their employees feel valued and understand the significance of their contributions. A simple yet profound question employers might encourage their team to consider is, "Who am I helping?" This query prompts employees to connect their tasks to the broader impact of their work. For instance, in the hospitality sector, the direct beneficiary of an employee's efforts is the customer. Highlighting this connection by sharing positive customer feedback can significantly boost an employee's sense of purpose and satisfaction. However, for roles not directly tied to customer service, like secretaries and office assistants, the path to feeling valued might seem less direct. Their work typically supports one primary person, often their boss. It's crucial in these situations for leaders to recognize and articulate how such support roles significantly ease their workload and contribute to their success. Beyond acknowledging contributions, fostering a deeper connection with employees is essential for cultivating a supportive work environment. Employees whose leaders show a genuine interest in their well-being, aspirations, and personal lives are likely to feel more engaged and committed to their roles. Engaging in regular, meaningful conversations is a straightforward yet effective strategy for building this connection. Breaking through the barriers of workplace formality to reach a level of personal engagement with employees might initially seem daunting. Traditional hiring practices, for instance, often discourage personal inquiries, which can carry over into the general managerial approach. However, taking the time to learn about an employee's dreams, motivations, and significant life events can significantly enhance the workplace atmosphere. Despite being overlooked by many managers, fostering these personal connections and regularly checking in with team members stands out as a powerful tool in elevating employee engagement, creating a workplace where everyone feels recognized, understood, and ultimately more satisfied with their work. Part 5. Elevating job satisfaction through meaningful contributions and measurable achievements. A pat on the back and a great job from a manager can momentarily lift an employee's spirits. But for lasting motivation and job satisfaction, employees crave something deeper. They need explicit recognition and an understanding of how their work contributes to the larger picture, making their roles feel more significant and rewarding. At the heart of job satisfaction is the significance derived from understanding the human impact behind everyday tasks. Consider the role of an employee responsible for delivering breakfast trays at an airport hotel. On the surface, it's a straightforward task. Yet, recognizing that these guests have likely endured exhausting travels and that a simple breakfast waiting at their door could bring significant relief, transforms the job into a meaningful service. Similarly, the profession of accounting, while seemingly distant from direct human service, can profoundly impact individuals' lives. An example of this is an accountant assisting a client in recovering a lost medical receipt. This act goes beyond the mundane task of locating a document. It's about providing peace of mind and financial security to someone in need, allowing them to focus on recovery rather than financial strain. For employers, actively reminding their team of the human element and the direct beneficiaries of their work is crucial in reinforcing the value and purpose of their employees' efforts. Beyond understanding their contribution, employees also need reliable metrics to measure their success. Rather than leaving success to be subjectively judged by a superior's satisfaction, a scenario ripe for office politics and competition, clear objective measures should be established. This not only avoids unhealthy environments, but empowers employees to gauge their progress and contributions accurately. For instance, general company revenue targets are too broad and disconnected from an individual's work. Instead, a system offering direct feedback, such as customer reviews for the hotel employee, provides tangible evidence of the impact of their service. This approach to measuring and understanding contributions fosters an environment where employees don't just feel like cogs in a machine, but as valued individuals whose work genuinely makes a difference. As we explore further examples of this principle in action, it's clear that crafting meaningful and measurable work experiences is integral to enhancing job satisfaction and employee engagement. Part 6. From grocery aisles to gridirons, finding meaning in every job. The notion that high-status jobs automatically bring happiness, while less glamorous roles are steeped in misery, is a myth that needs debunking. With the right approach, every job, from the seemingly mundane to the exceedingly prominent, can be infused with meaning. Let's delve into the stories of two individuals, Josh, a supermarket boxboy, and Michael, a star athlete, to see how any job can be transformed into a fulfilling endeavor. Josh spends his days at the supermarket, packing groceries and assisting customers to their cars. Despite being at the perceived bottom of the workplace hierarchy, Josh's role is far from insignificant. An enlightened boss recognizes this, reaching out to Josh to strike up conversations, finding common ground, and thereby increasing Josh's sense of belonging and loyalty to the store. Josh, too, can inject creativity into his role by offering customers something extra, perhaps a cheerful weather update or an inspiring quote along with their groceries, transforming an ordinary interaction into a memorable one. At the other end of the spectrum is Michael, a high-profile athlete in the competitive world of American football. Despite the fame and the multi-million-dollar paychecks, happiness is not a given. Top athletes like Michael often find themselves treated more as assets than individuals, shuffled between teams and cities with little regard for their personal well-being. The onus falls on coaches and team managers to bridge this gap by taking the time to genuinely get to know their players, fostering a sense of personal connection and community, despite the inherent pressures of professional sports. Furthermore, star athletes may struggle with a sense of irrelevance, losing sight of the impact their performance has on others. While social media adulation and press accolades are gratifying, they cannot replace direct personal confirmation of their value to fans. Coaches and team managers play a crucial role here, reminding players like Michael of the joy and excitement their on-field achievements bring to supporters, turning just another game into a source of widespread happiness that lasts long after the final whistle. Through these examples, it becomes evident that job satisfaction and a sense of purpose are not reserved for certain professions or positions. By fostering connections and highlighting the impact of one's work on others, any job, from the humble beginnings in a grocery store to the dizzying heights of professional sports, can become a source of profound meaning and fulfillment. Part 7. Empowering leadership. Managers as servants to their teams. The concept of service often conjures images of waiting staff attending to diners or subordinates responding to the directives of higher-ups. However, an enlightened approach to leadership flips this narrative, positing that true management involves serving those you lead. This perspective challenges traditional hierarchies and encourages managers to consider the welfare and development of their employees as a paramount concern. In the corporate realm, it's easy for managers to doubt their capacity for generosity and care, especially when compared to professions traditionally seen as altruistic, like nursing or medicine. Yet, managers wield a uniquely influential role, capable of greatly enhancing their employees' work life, both physically and mentally, and by extension, their overall well-being. This approach to management not only elevates employee morale and motivation, but also offers managers the profound satisfaction of positively affecting the lives of their team members and their families. The journey towards becoming a servant leader need not be a Herculean task. Several straightforward actions can pave the way for managers to truly serve their staff. Initially, managers should engage in self-reflection to gauge the depth of their connection with their team. Understanding an employee's interests, passions, and life outside of work is fundamental. This knowledge not only humanizes the employer-employee relationship, but also fosters a supportive and inclusive workplace culture. Moreover, it's a manager's duty to implement systems that enable employees to recognize their contributions to the broader organizational goals. This reflection highlights the value of each individual's work, enhancing their sense of purpose and fulfillment. However, managers must go beyond introspection and actively seek feedback to identify areas of improvement in making work more meaningful for their teams. This feedback-driven approach ensures ongoing adjustments and enhancements to management techniques, deepening the symbiotic relationship between leaders and their teams. Encouraging dialogue, whether in one-on-one sessions or team meetings, is crucial for aligning individual aspirations with organizational objectives and addressing any disconnects. In essence, when managers and employees mutually commit to understanding and valuing one another's contributions, the entire organization stands to gain. Through servant leadership, businesses can cultivate environments where both individuals and collective endeavors flourish, showcasing that the heart of effective management lies in the service to others. Final summary. Enduring a job that brings nothing but misery is neither necessary nor productive. The truth about employee engagement offers a roadmap for navigating away from job dissatisfaction towards a more enriching and fulfilling work experience. Central to this transformation is the collective effort of both managers and employees to cultivate a workplace where joy and meaning thrive. The cornerstone of this journey lies in understanding and emphasizing the impact of one's work on others, recognizing the value of individual contributions to the broader organizational goals, and establishing clear, measurable indicators of success. By adopting these principles, employees can find greater satisfaction in their roles, viewing their tasks not as mere duties but as meaningful contributions that resonate beyond the confines of the office. For managers, the call to action involves stepping into a role that serves not just the operational needs of the business, but the personal and professional growth of their team. Through genuine engagement, thoughtful feedback, and a dedication to recognizing and developing the potential in each employee, managers can unlock unprecedented levels of engagement and productivity. Ultimately, the journey to meaningful work is one of mutual commitment and collaboration, where success is measured not just by profit margins, but by the enrichment of the lives it touches. Engaged employees pave the way for successful businesses, but more importantly, they create a culture where work becomes a source of fulfillment and happiness. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.